because it's really important as a treatment provider perspective too. The drama around relapse is such a huge issue and creates more stigma. And as a treatment provider, I've worked at multiple other programs before I got to Addiction Recovery Services, where we were able, or it was a small organization, we were able to sort of craft the philosophy and approach in a much more supportive and non-judgmental way. That was what would happen. If someone used again, we would treat it like, you know, it was the end of the world. And I was always struggling with that, like, why are, this isn't going to help them. This is shaming. This is going to make the relapse 10 times worse by treating it that way. So now, you know, as a provider, it's important for me, and I teach people this through supervision too, to when someone is having that problem, you don't react that way. They're already reacting that way themselves, that it was a catastrophic event. So we provide them with the opportunity to sit down and have a calm, objective conversation about what happened so that they can then learn from it instead of, you know, showing them the door. So that was just a really important point that I wanted to emphasize.
How do you balance the accountability that has to come in these programs and in these different organizations with that support?
So it's a very delicate balance, like you're saying. I mean, the reality is what I found the best approach to do, and what many of the clinicians that I work directly with have found the best approach, is that there's accountability still in the idea that that person even comes back and tells you that happened. That's a piece of accountability. And then having that honest, objective conversation about it, and then identifying what they're going to do next to get back on track, is a huge piece of accountability. The other approach really ends up fostering dishonesty and the person's unwillingness. They don't want to be shamed. And again, they're already reacting to it catastrophically internally. So if they think they're going to come and tell a treatment provider about it and they're going to get shamed and confronted, a lot of times they're just not going to tell anybody about it. And that's another way for that, you know, episode of use or relapse to grow even more. So there's still accountability to them coming and being honest with you about what happened, and then accountability to helping them identifying next steps. And we're just sort of facilitating that by having a really supportive, encouraging conversation around it. And then, you know, there's degrees to it too. Does the person come in, come back and admit, I've been using for a month this whole time I've been here and I've finally gotten the courage to admit that? There may be a different response than when the person comes in on Monday morning and says, Saturday night, I had one episode of use. So you have to kind of take all these various factors into account and then use that to help guide the person more, not slam the door in their face.